Praise the Lord and good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing this morning? Amen and glory to God. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. The Bible says we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just turn to the person next to you and say, beloved, it's good to be alive and in the house of the Lord this morning. And it's good to be with you. Come on. And it's good to be with you while we're worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen. Come on. Let's put our hands together. Give God praise. Amen. Amen to Pastor John Maxim Lee Chan Maxim, to the leadership of OCM Grace Church, to the OCM Grace Church family, to our seniors and to our young people, our middle-aged people, to our worship leaders today, to those of you who have labored with me at Bergen Newbridge Medical Center. And in fact, for some of you, it was Bergen Regional. It may even have been Bergen Pines, but I know it was Bergen Regional. And now it's Bergen Newbridge Medical Center. And to those of you who are on board now, and that I'll be, we'll be working together and ministering on the first Sunday, I believe, February the 5th. And so, we look forward to you and thank you so much. You know, when I come and we gather together, I try to just continue to encourage your heart in the Lord as the Spirit of the Lord would lead. And then also to thank you for those of you who really, this church has been a pillar at Bergen Newbridge Medical Center, has been a pillar because for, the years escape me. What has it been about? What, 15, 20 years, something like that? Yeah. Yeah. This church and you, have played an important part in, you know, we're talking about praying, we're talking about ministering, we're talking about serving, we're talking about, you know, just letting the light of Christ that's in you from this part of God's vineyard to come and to minister at Bergen Newbridge Medical Center and touch the hearts of people, people that love the Lord, people that want to know the Lord. And you show up, you come, you serve, you preach, you sing, you minister. And just on behalf of all of the patients, the residents, the staff at Bergen Newbridge Medical Center, we just want to say thank you. Thank you so much, for all that you do and for this journey together. When I was invited to come and to minister to, the word, you know, we all pray and seek God. Okay, God, you know what your people need. So I need to hear it from you to be able to share it with your people. And so the Lord laid this on my heart to share. And Pastor Maxim and I did not talk about any themes or talk about anything about, what to preach on or anything like that. And so when I sent him my title and sent him, you know, my text, my scripture, he said, wow, that's right in line with our theme. And so I understand that your theme, Ambassadors for Christ, stand firm, establish your hearts. Wow. Obey and do what? Go. Wow. So I pray that, and I know that God will continue, what he has already spoken in your heart today and in our hearing. For those of you that are worshiping with us on Zoom and social media, welcome to worship here at OCM Grace Church. And thank you for your prayers and your continued support. And to all of God's people, I just want to take a moment and speak from the theme today, a plea for 2023, a plea for 2023. Can you say that with me? Say a plea for 2023. Again, thank you for those who participated in worship service and for those who continue to play a part in the life, the ministry here at OCM Grace Church. Our text that was read, the scripture was read, it's from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, 13 and 14. And I'm, you know, for some people, when I give one verse or two verses, they're real excited. because they know that, you know, I mean, how long can I preach on two verses? You know? But if you know me long enough, just give me one word and we can be here for days. but I do understand, that there is, several services that are going on today. But again, want us to draw our attention, Lord. We just thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. May we hide it in our heart that we might not sin against you. God, your word is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, even to dividing asunder between the joints and the marrow. And it's the discern of very thoughts and intents of our heart. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying for such a time as this. For God, we draw closer to you. We, Lord God, hear and listen attentively to hear a continual word from you. And so, God, we thank you for honoring our request and for feeding us with your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the text says, the scripture says, be alert, continue strong in the faith, have courage, and be strong. Do everything in love. Plea for 2023. We thank God for bringing us through 20 and 22 with his highs and with his lows, with his personal and with its global crisis, with his joys and with his sorrows, with his trials and with its triumphs. And in the midst, God's word encourages us as we look and as we move forward in this new year. How many are glad to be in 2023? Are you glad? Amen. To be in 2023. Amen. Amen. For those of you who raised your hands, for those of you who didn't, we're going to pray that maybe something will encourage your heart, you know, in the message today. So you'll be glad. Just being alive is enough to be glad. Amen. Amen. Because we know in the time in which we're living in, there are some people, praise God, that went to be with the Lord. Some people didn't come into 2023. We're still dealing with the COVID crisis, you know. Maybe it's not a crisis, and we got the vaccinations and that, but people are still getting sick. People are still dying. As a matter of fact, on a personal level, I got a call last week. My father's in the nursing home, and they called to let us know that he had COVID. They had to take him out the nursing home and put him in the hospital. So it's real. It is real. And so with everything that is going on, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows, it is good to be in the presence of the Lord. And so with his joys and its sorrows, his trials and its triumphs, in the midst of God's word encourages us as we look and move forward in this new year. And so that leads to a plea in 2023. Paul's letter is a plea. It's a plea. It's an appeal. It's to entreat us, to petition, to pray. And it's an admonishment to the Christians, actually, at Corinth. He writes them some letters. They're struggling with some things. And so we're going to just look at some of this here. Be alert. Continue strong in the faith. Have courage. Be strong. Do everything in love. The Apostle Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write to the saints in Corinth, addressing a number of problems, a number of behaviors, and lack of understanding that had arisen in the church. These included divisiveness and tolerating gross immorality. Again, this is Paul's letter as he's inspired by the Holy Spirit to give some guidance and some direction to the saints of God that are in the church in Corinth. Okay. Gross immorality, the importance of purpose of marriage. He had to write to them and give them some words on that. The importance and purpose of marriage, the Lord's Supper. When it came time for the Lord's Supper, you read it in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. And the operation of spiritual gifts, they were blessed. They were blessed as a congregation. They were blessed as the saints of God with spiritual gifts, gifts of healings and speaking in other languages and interpretation of languages and gifts of faith and gifts of service. Can you imagine all of that? Just being blessed. But yet they were having some problems in exercising those gifts, you know, in the spirit of love. And so God needed to give them some direction. Also, not only that, but also Christian liberty. Paul writes in this letter about Christian liberty. And because we're in Christ Jesus, the word of God says, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed, you know. And so, you know, God gives us liberty and freedom in as being a Christian. Oftentimes we, you know, people feel as though, well, I don't want to be a Christian because then I'm confined as to what I can do and how I can go. That's not what the scripture says. Scripture says that we're free in the Lord. We're free to obey God. We're free to live in a victorious life according to the word of God. And with that freedom, we choose to serve God because we understand that if we do it our way, if we do it the world's way, that may be contrary to God's way, it only leads to us getting in trouble and more trouble. And then we have to return back to God anyway. And so God gives us freedom, gives us free will to be able to do what? To be able to serve him. And so he writes to them on this thing called love and God's love, not superficial love, but God's love. And then another issue of the resurrection. They wanted to get some more information about this resurrection. I guess when you're approaching, you know, the time in which perhaps maybe you will be called away, you'll lose your life for Christ's sake, or, you know, you're maybe up in age or maybe ill. You want to know what's happening in the afterlife. Is there an afterlife? And is there a resurrection, et cetera? So he gives some instructions. And then again, the future of the saints. So near the conclusion of this letter in 1 Corinthians, near the conclusion, the apostle Paul gives us and gives them a few what I call life lessons. Some lessons that's going to help us along our journey called life. In his appeal or his plea to the Christians in Corinth, that I believe will help us today and will help us throughout this year. And so let's take a look at life lesson number one, just coming from that text there. Life lesson number one for 2023 is this. Life lesson number one is be alert. Just say that with me. Say be alert. Be alert. In other words, from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, be alert. In other words, be aware. Be aware of just the things that are around you. Be ready. Be alert. Be ready. Be aware. Someone said that earlier today in worship service. The importance of us, you know, we can't go around living our life blindly. We have to go around and be aware. God gives us eyes to see. We pray for discernment to be able to distinguish the difference between right and wrong. So the word of God admonishes us and encourages us to be alert, be alert, be on guard. Colossians 4:2 puts it this way. It says, pray and keep on praying. Prayer helps us to stay alert. It keeps us sensitive to the things that are happening around us, but even more so, it keeps us sensitive to our relationship and our relationship with God or to the things of God as God speaks to us through prayer and through his word. Be alert. Be thankful when we pray. Too often, beloved, too often we put in our request to God. God, give me this. God, I like to have that. God, can you do this for me? But we fail to express our gratitude for who God is and for what God has already done. Be alert and be grateful. Be thankful. Be thankful when we pray. First Peter chapter 5, verse 8 puts it this way in the Amplified. It says, be sober. Another word of saying well-balanced and self-disciplined. Be alert and be cautious at all times. The enemy of yours, and he identifies who that enemy is. The enemy of yours, the devil. My God, my God. Prowls around like, okay, he's not a roaring lion, but he prowls around. He goes around, lurking around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. Remember, the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So, beloved, be alert and stay alert. Not only be alert, the state of which we are now, but stay alert. Stay on guard. Stay alert. Be aware of our environment. Be aware of the things and the people around us. Especially in this present age, when I speak with our children, which are now adults, and even while they were living with us, one of the things that I would say when they leave the house is I say, be careful and be aware of your environment. Be aware of where you are. And it's a shame, that we have to do that, and we have to remind ourselves as well as others about it. But again, it's the world in which we live in. By just this month alone in this 2023, we've had several mass shootings that have taken place. It seemed like every week we're hearing something, and sometimes a couple of times during the course of the week. It's just appalling. You can't even wrap your mind around it, you know. And so it's important for us. It's important for us to be alert and then to stay alert. So we have life lesson number two is this for 2023. Continue strong in the faith. Say that with me. Continue strong in the faith. Continue strong in the faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Again, Paul writes this a little earlier in his message or in his letter. And it says here, dear brothers and sisters, remain strong in the faith. Strong. Now is not the time for us to be weak. Now is not the time for us to be timid. Now is not the time for us to shrink back. No, now is the time for us to be strong in the faith. Don't let anything, now check this out, this is what it says in the NIRV, okay, New International Revised Version. It says, don't let anything move you. In other words, don't let anything or anyone move your foundation, which is in Jesus the Christ. Beloved, you know what you believe. You know what the Word of God says. Every Sunday and throughout the course of the week, you get some of the greatest teaching from one of the greatest teachers and one of the greatest preachers, Pastor Maxim. You have Bible study. You have time for prayer. You have your own personal and private devotions. You have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. And so it's important, if we don't know something, ask God, and God will give us understanding of his own word. Don't let anything move you. Don't let the latest craze move you. Don't let things that have itching ears that tantalize your ears, don't let it move you. If it pulls you, you know, because if it's pulling you away from God, you know that it is not moving us toward God. Don't let anything move you off of your foundation with Jesus. Don't let anything change you from following Jesus. Don't let anything move you from reading his word, move you from worshiping him, move you from attending church. You know, with COVID, one of the things, of course, that we were encouraged to do in the beginning was not to congregate together. You know, and that was a concern. It was definitely a concern of mine. And I thank God for covering. And we at the church, we made the announcement and let them know that according to, what has been said, that we need to take necessary precautions. And so, staying home, was an option that, that some people took in terms of, most people took in terms of the seriousness of COVID. The vaccine had not been developed at that particular time. And, thank God for Zoom and thank God for other channels that we were able to connect with people wherever they were all over the world. But now we've assembled back in the church again, and so glad to see you here, young people, so glad to see older people, because we work in ministry together. Now we're able to come back in the church, and so it's important for us to come back. The young folk need to see the saints of God back in the house of God. Bring your mask, wear your mask, wash your hands, exercise social distancing, do all that, get your vaccine, do all of that, but don't forget to congregate together in the house of the Lord, because it's in here that we get strength. It's in here that we get encouragement. It's in here that we hear the word of God. God knows we turn on the television, we turn on the radio, we hear so many things in the world. Yes, we need to know what's going on in the world. But if that's all we hear, then we develop a mindset and that's how we behave, just like the world. But when we come to church, when we have fellowship and worship together, when we are able to read and study the word of God, we can say that's what God says. I know what the world says, but this is what the word of God says. Then we're able to be able to discern. We're able to know the difference between right and wrong, because yes, now we live in a world where they're calling right wrong and wrong right. Am I right about it? And we're saying to ourselves, how could this be? I remember when you read in the Bible and the stories, we say to ourselves, man, how could people be so gullible? How could they turn away? I don't understand it. How could they do that? How could they turn from God? And yet God is right there. He's doing the miracles right in front of them. And yet they deny that it's even, how could people do that? And we see it in our own lifetime. And sorry to say and sad to say, some of those people name the name of Christ and call themselves Christian. But we know that just because we call ourselves Christian doesn't mean that God is calling us Christian. And so we're living in a time, and so it's important. We don't want those things to move us to always give ourselves completely to the Lord and to work into the work of the Lord, because we belong to the Lord and we know that our work in the Lord is not in vain. Colossians 2:7 puts it this way. Keep your roots deep in him, in the Lord, and have your lives built on him. Be strong in the faith, just as you were taught, and always be thankful. There it is, gratitude. Always be thankful. Which leads us to life lesson in this text, number 3. Life lesson number 3 for 2023 is have courage. Say that with me. Say, have courage. That's right. Joshua 1:9 puts it this way. This is my command. God is inspiring Joshua. God is inspiring the word. And he's saying, this is my command. Be strong and be courageous. If there ever was a time that the saints of God needed to be strong, it's now. Be strong and be courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That's good news for somebody, that no matter where we go, God is there. He's there before us. He's there when we leave. And guess what? He's there with us. Hebrews 3:6 puts it this way. But Christ is faithful. He's a faithful son in charge of God's household. Oh, my God. Christ is in charge of God's household. And who is that household? It says, we are his household. If we continue to have courage and be proud or be sure of the confidence that we have in the Lord. Throughout the word of God, God encourages us, even during the difficult and troubling times that we may be experiencing. Take courage. Have courage. Be encouraged, saints of God. Life lesson number 4, 2023 is this. Be strong. Somebody say, be strong. Be strong. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13 puts it this way. It says, be on guard. Stand firm in your faith, that faith in God, respecting his precepts and keeping your doctrine sound doctrine. The word of God is sound doctrine. Be careful about everybody that quotes scripture or that says the Bible says, and then you ask them, where's that at in the Bible? And they can't find it and you can't read it for yourself. Be careful about that, because people will make up stuff and make it sound as though God said it. And if we don't know the word of God, if we don't know sound doctrine, we'll go based on what they said as opposed to what we read in the Bible. Be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Keep sound doctrine. Act like mature men and women, and be courageous. Be strong. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, puts it this way. It says, in conclusion, you ought to say hallelujah for that. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Amen. Draw your strength from him and what? Be empowered through your union with him. And in the power of his boundless might, put on the whole, put on the full armor of God. For his precepts are like the splendid armor of a healthy armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all of the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil. For the struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against rulers, against powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly and supernatural places. Therefore, put on the complete armor of God so you'll be able to stand successfully in the evil day, and having done all to stand, and whatever it demands, that you'll be able to stand firm in the faith and stand firm and be unmovable, be victorious. So stand firm, hold on your ground, having tightened your wide band of truth, which is your personal integrity, moral courage around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness to protect our hearts, an upright heart, and having strapped on the feet the gospel of peace, the gospel of good news. How many of us know that it's important for us to be able to take in a world that's, we hear from day to day bad news? It's good to be able to have a word from the Lord to share with somebody that's good news. Amen. Amen. You might be feeling pretty bad right now, but the good news is that God is able to heal. God is able to deliver. You may not have all that you want, but the good news is that thank God for what you have. You may not have a job right now, but the good news is that God is preparing one for you and preparing you for that job. That's good news. Things may be falling apart in your family, but the good news is that you still got a family, and you have to maybe work a little harder. You got to be able to to come and reason together. You got to forgive one another. The good news is there's hope. There's Christ. There's hope. There's good news. There's always some good news that we can share. Always some good news that we can share. My God. Put on that breastplate of righteousness, feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation. My God, we need something to cover our head. We need something to cover our mind. One of the things I said that we have, that they say in recovery, is be careful about stinking thinking. Yeah. What that is that we start thinking apart from God. That becomes stinking thinking. Anytime we don't include God in our thinking and asking God for direction, that's stinking thinking, because then we're not using the resource or the source that God has provided, and that is himself and his word. It says the helmet of salvation to protect our hearts, I mean, to protect our minds with all prayer and petition. Oh, again, our plea for 2023 is to remind us the importance of prayer in our life. There's going to be prayer not only throughout this worship service that we've been having, but even after the worship service, this service, there's going to be continual prayer. The importance of prayer with all prayer and petition. There are specific requests at all times, every occasion, in every season. Pray always and all things at every time, in every season, in every occasion, in the Holy Spirit, and keeping God in view. Stay alert, it says. Again, stay alert, stay alert, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer to God's people. And so we continue with the good news, and the good news is this, in the moment that I have left. Do everything. Say that with me. Do everything in love. Wow. That's for some, that may be a hard pill to swallow. For all of us, that may be a hard pill to swallow. It's all right to love those who love us. What about those? What about those who don't love us, or those who don't express love? Early this morning, I was going out to the car. And as I was going out to the car, the person who delivers the paper was driving up and went over the, you know, next door and threw the paper over there. And that's what the, you know, that's what we do. He's in his car and he drives over there, throws the paper over there, and he comes and he looks over to where I'm at. And I say, "Good morning. How you doing?" Never seen him before. Hadn't seen me before, but "Good morning. How you doing?" He didn't say anything. Just looked at me straight in the face. Didn't say a word. I said, "Well, maybe he just didn't see me." And I'm like, "Good morning. How you doing?" Looked me straight in the face and threw the paper and kept on going. And you know, I said, "Boy, oh boy." And then God said, "Don't we turn evil for evil?" He said, you can't do bad for bad. You can't do that because my spirit is within you. So I said, "You know what? I'm going to pray for that young man, older man. I'm going to pray for him because he's sharing news with people. People need to see a friendly face. When they open up the paper, everything is not bright and good and sunny. And so it needs to have a friendly face, at least delivering the paper." But so it just reminds us the importance of exercising God's love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 puts it this way. Love endures with patience and serenity. Love is kind and thoughtful. If we really want to know what this means by doing everything in love, we need to define how God sees love. And just a portion of it is this. Love is kind and thoughtful. It's not jealous or envious. Love does not brag and is not proud or arrogant. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. Love is not provoked nor overly sensitive and easily angered. "You hurt my feelings, and so therefore I'm going to take it out on you." No, that's not the love that God talks about in here. It does not take into an account the wrongs that endure. It does not rejoice in injustice. My God, we've seen that. Oh, my Lord. But rejoices with the truth when right and truth prevail. Love bears all things regardless of what comes. Love believes all things and looking for the best in each one. Love hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times. Love endures all things without weakening. Love never fails, never fades, and never ends. Now there remain faith, hope, love, these three, the Bible tells us, but the greatest of these is love. Beloved, that's God's love for us. That's God's love for us. And so what is the plea for 2023? The plea for 2023 is this, to remember God. To remember God, to remember Jesus as our example, to remember that the word of God is our daily manual for what? For our life. Every single day, and that the Holy Spirit empowers us to live holy every day. So Paul encourages them at the end of this portion of the letter. He said, "Be alert, continue strong in the faith, have courage, be strong." And your theme is stand firm, establish your hearts, obey, and then go out and share the good news. Share the good news with somebody. And let them know. Make a difference, beloved. Make a difference. And you are. You are. But others need to join with you because you're making a difference in the world. Let's pray. God, we thank you for reminding us the importance, dear God, of our relationship with you and what it means. It means life transformation. It's not a casual relationship. It's an intimate, sincere, close relationship that, Lord, you welcome. Help us to draw near to you. Help us to, Lord God, surrender ourselves to you wholeheartedly and completely, that others would see Christ in us. In Jesus' name we pray.